Wochen zusammen. I think we'll title tonight's year the Lachas of the Shtibel. Since a lot of times people feel under pressure a lot of times, so I'm late to davening, Shabbos come up, because Rosh Hashanah is time you have to wait for, the Kaddish of the Meirev, people daven in places where the Pesachot Tefillah is different than them, so then go through the Lachas, which I think people will find come a day often, which is Megeya Yom Yom. First, I want to thank David for arranging this year. Very important for people. Tefillah is one of the Avod Devarim, which is Sikkim Chizik. A lot of results in the hand. And it's a tremendous thing to come together to Mechazik and Tefillah. So first, when we come to davening, so obviously we're trying to get Tefillah with Tzibur. We live in a world of skulas. Every 2 weeks we see another skula from the Vada Rabbanans. They come with different types of skulas. And everyone's always looking for skulas. Everyone knows that Sandikos is one of the biggest schools. Natan Kanievsky used to come from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim in the olden days. When he was younger, he used to come before from Sandikos. He traveled from Bnei Brak to Yerushalayim in order to get Sandikos. So they once asked him, like, you understand Sandikos is the greatest act? It's the school of Ashira, it's not Maktik Beiris. But what's it all about the Torah? So the Torah, he didn't understand the question. So they asked him again, what's it all about the Torah? He's like, what's the difference between the name back in Yerushalayim? Yeah. When you hold a baby, you have to concentrate. Finally, till they playing broken telephone, till they realized that Rav Chaim traveling to Yerushalayim was a bit of a theory. He learned the whole time. Didn't make any difference to him whether he was in a car or he was able to learn. And to him, it didn't make a difference. Al-Kabam, the Sunday Kodesh, everyone knows, is a grace of school. The Yeshavam has a Shiloh. You have a choice between getting Sunday Kodesh or davening the Tzibur. Which comes first? Zakhish Avram, 100 Sandik Kais is not even equal to one Tefillah Tzibur. Tefillah Tzibur is a much bigger Maila. And when we come to Shul, obviously what we're trying to do is to get Tefillah Tzibur. So you have to understand what's the Hagdara of Tefillah Tzibur. The last Shas have come off. You walk into Mincha and they start a Shema Ne'aseret. If you join them now, are you a Tefillah Tzibur? What Tefillah Tzibur has to be, they start Shavu V'Shavu, you start equal with the Tzibur. When they gave a Shacharis, you have to skip to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur. So everyone knows, everyone heard the Magen Shalom a million times, right? Magen Shalom says that if somebody skips, it's not because he knows, and rather the person shouldn't be skipping. There's a Maisa with Rav Chatzkel that someone went to Rav Chatzkel and asked him that if it comes late to the B'Sikim, is it better to skip to get the Mail of the B'Sikim, or you should daven straight and he'll miss the Mail of the B'Sikim? Or you should skip to get them out of the Sikkim. So Chaskel said, the Sikkim is a mile in Tefillah. But if somebody skips, it's that Nishkan Tefillah. So Avada, one should be coming on time. If one comes late, back right once in a while, so Shaila is, when he's skipping, when he's trying to get Tefillah with Tzibur, what's the Hagdara of Tefillah with Tzibur? So the Prima Gadim in Siman Kuf Tes says that Tefillah with Tzibur is, if you start Shava v'Shava v'Tzibur. Means everyone starts at the same exact time, that's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. That's what the minhag on Baruch Chodesh, you have to take off our tefillin, the chazan goes over, gives a big clap. Why? So everyone should know to start at the same time. Because when we daven Tefillah B'Tzibur, the ideal is everyone should start Mamash Shava B'Shava. In the Vedic Taka, helping Musa, they Mamash try to get it down to Mamash the split second, that everyone should do it like Mamash the split second. The Pesachim say that as long as you're Tichtei Liber, that's what I consider Tefillah B'Tzibur. So what we're trying to do is, we're trying to start Shavu B'Shavu, the Metzibur, that's the Iker Tefillah B'Tzibur. Let's say somebody didn't get that. They come to Mincha a little bit late. Is that also considered Tefillah B'Tzibur? So there is a tshuva from the Tzav Chachma, and Chilak Dalet Siman Gimel. He wants to taina that the first bracha is also considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. If you come and join the Tzibur, while the Tzibur is still in the middle of the first bracha, that also has a shame Tefillah B'Tzibur, it's still the beginning, and that also would be considered Tefillah B'Tzibur. He has a suffix that maybe we paskin the first three brachas has a din of all one bracha, so kenzai maybe even the first three brachas, to have the Kalakadish, kenzai that also would also have the maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur. Let's say someone comes later than that, somebody comes when they're in the middle, Mincha, and he wants to start. If he starts, is there any time to say that's considered Tefillah B'Tzibur? So one thing for sure, if you're starting when the Chazan is in the middle, is Halacha Simchat Tes. You're not allowed to start Shemini Esrei if you're not going to be able to catch Kedusha. Catch is not a good word. You're not going to be able to get to Kedusha before the Tzibur gets there. So if you're late and you're going to start Shemini Esrei and you miss Kedusha, that for sure you can't do. The whole Shabbat starts if you're able to start now and you're able to get Kedusha. Are you still Yotze to feel the Tzibur or not? So Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Gimel Siman Dalet. He says, Misvaro, you would think that as long as somebody's davening, there are 10 people started together, and the people still davening, that's called Tfilat Tzibur. He says, anyhow, let's say you start all together. After a minute and a half, one person's in the first bracha, one person by Sim Shalom, one person by Sim Shalom, and right away, everyone ends up in different places. Still, that's called Tfilat Tzibur. So to say that's telling in the first couple of seconds, he says, Mecha Teisa, why should we tell you in the beginning? And Misvaro holds, as long as the tzibur started, and you walked in, and there's still a tzibur davening, that's still called still the tzibur. This is the mice that Prima Gana says, Malikim. This is the mice that Prima Gana says, Yastar Shabbat Shabbat. So Moshe says, Avada ideally was shooting for Shabbat Shabbat. But if one didn't get that, he holds, Hati Alacha, that you still would be used to the tzibur, as long as the tzibur is still davening, that's called still the tzibur. They also say the same. The Chaznish also held like this, that once it's a Tzibur davening, you come in the middle, that also would have a din of Tzibur Tzibur. So let's go Halacha L'Maisa. Come to davening, let's start with Shachris, then we'll go to Mincha, then we'll go to Maisa. You come to Shachris, and you're late, and you have a Heter to skip. Wherever the Heter is, but you have a Heter to skip. If somebody would skip, let's rewind. He would daven straight, and he'll catch them, he'll get Shemini Esrei when they're middle, or you can skip to get the Maile Prima Gadim of Shabbat V'Shabbat. The Shabbat is what's better. Should you skip to get the Shabbat V'Shabbat Prima Gadim, or maybe you should daven straight, and you'll get the other Shittas of Tu V'Sivah. The Maise, the Chazanis also in the Manhagis, and other places can say that the Maile of the Prima Gadim of Shabbat V'Shabbat, that beats the Maile of davening Pesukim Zimur straight. So Halacha L'Maise, Chaznish and also Moshe. Chaznish and Moshe also says Achish Menachem. So if somebody comes late and he's going to skip and he'll be able to get Shavu B'Shavu to start together with the Tzibur, he should skip in order to get the Maila of Tfilat Tzibur together and not come in the middle. Let's say, even if you do all the skippings, he won't be able to start together with the Tzibur. He's very, very late. Comes in only by Brikas Krishna. And even if he skips the bare minimum, he does Bakshama, Ashri, Shabbat, and his biggest Krishna, he's not going to get the beginning. He's only going to get the Tzibur when they're in the middle of Shemana Esrei. So, in that situation, should one skip in order to get that Milo? Or maybe she's just diving straight, because anyway, you'll have to eat your Pilot Tzibur. So, Shemana Zalman and Alicha Shlema was Parachet Lachazayin. And other places can say, the Lamaisa, since we hold Mikar Din, you Yoitza Pilot Tzibur, even if the tzibur started already, you should still skip to get the tzibur, even if they're in the middle of Shemana Esrei, it's still kedai to skip to get the middle of Tfilat Tzibur, even though the tzibur started Shemana Esrei, it's still kedai to skip. Fine, so that's with the chakras.
Catching the middle?
That's even catching the middle. So now let's pause real quickly. L'chachila, come on time. If you're late and there's a heter to skip, you're going to tell them to ensure when there is a heter and when there's no heter. If there's a heter to skip, so if you can skip to get Shabbat to start equal, that's what you should do, and you shouldn't down straight. Even if you're skipping, you're not going to be able to start equal, you're still going to catch the tzibur in the middle. You also should do that, but when you do that, you have to remember that we pass in the Simukov test, they only last Ashman Esrei if you're going to get Kedusha. If you're going to miss Kedusha, then you can't skip. Fine, let's move on to Mincha. So Mincha, we say Ashrei before Mincha. I think Ashrei is a very underrated tefillah. We're learning, we have a Daf Yomika in Sanjim Lechavet, at the Night Seder. So, somebody's reading the Shami Shkalim, which says, Kol Hador Beretz Yisrael, Veshem Eperis V'Taira, V'Mdav Lashon HaKodesh, Muftach Lashon Ben Al Mahava. The guy screams out, I'm stopping to speak English, I'm starting to speak Lashon HaKodesh. So the guy screams out, I think you should just say Ashrei. The Imam Brachas Daf Heyamad Aleph says, that somebody says Ashrei 3 times in a day, Muftach lo shu ben al mahava. Somebody said Ashrei b'kavana 3 times a day. It's avtacha that he's the ben al mahava. Ashrei, I think, is a tefillah which is a little underrated, which is chazik, and tefillah is Ashrei. So somebody comes into Mincha, and at the end of Ashrei, or the middle of Kaddish, and if he says Ashrei, he's going to miss starting to go to Tzibur. What should he do? Should he say Ashrei and start a little later, or maybe he should skip, and you should daven with the Tzibur? So Mishavur Paskins, that Lamaisa, you should skip Ashrei, and you should start together with the Tzibur. Being that the Iker Tefillah with Tzibur is starting Shavuot v'Shavuot, even though you need to skip Ashrei, you should skip Ashrei and start Shavuot Esrei with the Tzibur.
During Kaddish, you say Ashrei?
During Kaddish, you cannot say Ashrei. That's another luck of the law. No, during Kaddish, you cannot do anything, basically. You can't roll up your tefillin. I think that's one of the biggest mishnah that is tefillah. So Mishavur says you can't roll up your tefillin during Kaddish. You can't learn during Kaddish. You can't say down during Kaddish. During Kaddish, you have to be quiet and listen to Kaddish. So also, if you come during Kaddish...
The whole Kaddish?
The whole Kaddish, no. Mishavur's not going to hold Kaddish. During Kaddish, you don't talk.
Where is that?
What?
Where is that?
The Kaddish is Simon and Hay. The exact... Simon and Hay, exactly where I'm talking about. Okay,
you have to.
Oh, so what about after Shemana Esrei? So, in Kuf Ches, Mishnah Berurah was Yudalit, it brings down that the Zohar brings down, it's very chomer to say Ashrei after Kabbalah after Mincha. So Mishnah Berurah asking about the point, you should say Ashrei, but you shouldn't say Betor Tefillah, you should say Kekar B'Torah. You shouldn't say as a Tefillah, you should say like you're doing Kekar B'Torah. So Halacha Maaseh, you do say Ashrei, but not as a Tefillah, as Kekar B'Torah. So the Halacha Maaseh, if you're missing Ashrei, Tam Shemana Esrei, and afterwards you say Ashrei. Let's say come. I don't mean much of a difference. I'm saying just not to be practical. You're supposed to be listening to Kadosh Hashanah. That's right. I'm saying Kaddish. It's not to be practical. So they said after. What about, like we said before, if you come in the middle of Shemana Esrei and they already start Shemana Esrei? So we said before, according to Ramesh and Ray Poisk and Ramesh, if you do start Shemana Esrei, even though they started, that would be Tzid Tfilat Tzibra, so you can start davening Mincha then. You just have to make sure that you'll be finished Shemana Esrei by the time they start Kaddish. Fine, let's move on to Ma'ariv. So Ma'ariv is a tremendous amount of the same people. The Tefillah.
By the time they start Kaddish, they
finish out Tefillah. Why? No, you have to...
Exactly, you have to be
the Mayla Kedusha beats that if you can't start as Kedusha. Fine, let's move on to Ma'ariv. So Ma'ariv is a tremendous sign of the Tefillah. But we pass him, if somebody walks in to Ma'ariv and he's late, and if he davens straight, he's going to miss davening B'Tzibur. Mishavur Paskin is that first you should say Shemana Esrei, and afterwards you finish up the rest of the davening, you go back and you say Birkas Kriya Shema. So if somebody's late, first you say Shema Esrei, and afterwards you say Birkas Kriya Shema.
You shouldn't say any of the brokers?
It's Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah, there's also been a mistake we can make. It's Mavur in the Mishnah Berurah that even though the Maila of Tefillah B'Tzibur beats some of the Tefillah, once you start davening, Chazal is not going to sit and stay there, and you're not allowed to skip the goal. So if you didn't pace yourself well, you started davening, and then you realize there was some kid davening a mile a minute, and you're behind, you do not skip the Mishnah Esrei. Once you start, it's the defense chazal, and it's not going to, you have to go on. If you come and you really not going to make it, so first you dam Shemana Esrei, and then afterwards you're going to do Birkas Kriya Shema.
What can you answer when you're.
What?
When he's ahead of you, what can you answer Kaddish was?
Emil
Birkas Kriya
Shema. Emil Birkas Kriya Shema. There's one Tanayim Mishabur throws in, which basically makes this halacha, the halacha of Mashicha. He says that's Katanayim, there's no dominion in town. You have another other minion in town. So the Mishnah says you have no right to daven Shemana Esrei and do Birkas Kriya Shema because you have to down Alpi Seder. So in general, this minion, this halakha is not going to be negayah.
How far
away? So you have to know how much of a chuy to daven in order to get feel of the tzibra, how much of a turkey you have to do, how much you have to have some mamma. We have to ask about it in the share. We have to have Birkas Gadol and we're running out of time. So we have to make Birkas Gadol. Fine, let's move on to Chazash Shas and Kaddish. Afterwards, how many people do you need? I was in a mini last week, and it was Al Tiri who was davening, and then was getting a little bit impatient. And I started. So, he finally takes three steps back, and everyone's like. So he turns around to the guy who's going crazy. He goes, "You're getting married tonight? What's your rush?" The shaila is, in general, people are in a rush, and the shaila is, how many people do you need to start Zeshul Shatz? How many people do you need to start Kaddish? So, it seems to be a stira in Shulchan Aruch. In Siman Nun Hey, Siv Zayin, Mechayev brings down, Siv Vav. If you want to start Kaddish and somebody's sleeping, you have 10 people, one person fell asleep. If time took too long, one person fell asleep. Or you have somebody who's drunk. Somebody drunk is not the same one in Tamasfah. It's Purim. Or other in some yeshivas. There's somebody drunk. And he's, can he start saying Kaddish or not? So the Chaver Paskins, even if one person is drunk, he still could say Kaddish. He still could say up 10 people. Yeshua means that Machlokes in the Pimgam and Derechayim. That could be, even if you have up to four, you have six people davening and four people drunk, or four people sleeping, Machlokes between Pimgam and Derechayim, the Ken Zayin, that's still considered that you have 10 people. That's the Siman Nunhei. And Simchah Chaf Dalid, the Machaber Paskins, that there's one reason why, the two reasons why I'm down for the Amid. One is I'm not such a good voice. The other reason is because the Machaber Paskins, that if you're down for the Amid and you don't have a lot of people listening to you, Karev, that your brachas are brachal batal. You can have a minyan, there are 200 people there, all spacing out, I don't know what. And if no one's listening, no one's answering, it's Karev, the brachal batal. So we have all the places, we have a stira. On one hand, we're saying that you have 9 people there, and if they're not paying attention, it's come out of brachal batal. On the other hand, we have that in Hilchos Kaddish, it says that 6 people, machlokes is whether 6 or 8, that's enough. So all the places can be the stira, the manarvam, drisha, grass. So I read this God, what comes out of the Mice is like this. Kaddish is a little bit more kal than Kedosh Shatz. In terms of Kaddish, the Chachila, Avad Yishav, amount of people listening, have nice little patience, and you should wait for amount of people to listen. If there's a Shatz of Chak, you're in a minion, there's one person being Meirich, 8 people are finished, one guy has a 20-minute Shemon Esrei, you have to wait for them a long time. So if there's a Shatz of Chak, so over there, you can be makel, be semichon that if you have 8 people who are listening, one person davening, you're semichon, and that's enough that that's considered for Kaddish, that's enough that they have a minion. If it's a couple minute wait, and they own those navigations. Or, for sure, if you can lose your minion, that's be pragmatic. If you can lose your minion, then, you know, you just gotta go. Just go down to 6, bang for the shots, bang for Kaddish, if you can lose your minion. But in a regular situation, ideally, people have to have patience. If not, you have to wait, by marriage, you have to wait 2 minutes, okay, and people don't want to wait, okay, you could do it. And if there's more shots of chakra, you can go down to 6. When it comes to chazash shots, 6 altogether. You have 5 listeners, 1 and 4. When it comes to chazash shots, so there's a little bit more chamer. Nice machab over there says, carved this breath about tala. Over there also, the chachila, we should be waiting for not people to be listening. If it's a shatz of chak, there's shuvim tzitzeliyaz and yud-based test, mishnah lachas dala test. If it's a shatz of chak, also you could go down to 8 and also to 6, but it's going to be much more of a shatz of chak, and in general, people should be patient, and you should wait for, plus it is your chasna, you should be patient, and you should be waiting for other people to finish.
Is it okay to bring it on the door from the outside?
Yeah, you have to have people answer. Okay, so we have one more halacha tonight, about 1.5. A different nusach tefila. A lot of times we would have a shtiblach, so most of us are in the nusach Ashkenaz, and we're going to be in a shtibl, which stands in the nusach Sfat today. And we're going to be in the Sfat Ashkenaz, the shtiblach.
Well,
it's not a very negative because the student always vision is something to be sad. Everyone finds them in situations where you're in a minute, you dominate some Ashkenaz, and they dominate some Sfat. So the shaila is, should you do like what the Tzibra is doing, or should you go daven your own Nusach? Since Simon Samaches, Mishpur Gimel, Mishpur brings down that it's very important that a person should be daven his own Nusach. All Nusachs have a car from Friedeker, and the person really should, ideally, should be daven his own Nusach. The shaila starts, if you're in a place which is a different discipline. So there really, there are 3 different parts. We'll break it down to 3 different parts to daven. There's something like Shemana Esrei, which is totally quiet. Something like Tachnun Burachim, where you do Tachnun first and then Burachim, Burachim first and then Tachnun. That's something which is very, very public. Everyone sees what you're doing. And then there's a third category, like Sugi Dezimra, which you could be davening out loud. Hoidu Bokshan, what goes first? Some people daven really loud, and some people daven quietly. It's depending on the person, those are the 3 categories. So Moshe has a bunch of tshuvas. So Moshe is in Chelek Beis and Chav Gimel, Chelek Beis and Chav Dalet, he also has Beis Kuf Dalet, he also has Shemana Chelek Dalet. And Moshe says that if you're damning some like Shemana Esrei, which is quiet, you definitely should do your Nusach. If you're in a Shtibol, try to find a Nusach Asher Nasidr. Some of them have, some of them don't. But you definitely should be daven yunusach, and that's something which is quiet. Something which is befehesia, like tachin v'urachim, that definitely you should do like the tzibur does. Ha'ishan me'amachleikis, and you should do what the tzibur does, whatever the tzibur does you should do, and you shouldn't be mashana.
The order? That's the order?
That is, that's the order. Something which is...
The text, though, is not necessarily noticeable.
The text is not necessarily noticeable. So that's going to go into... Hashamnu is noticeable, right? That will go into the Hagdara Pesukah Zimmer, which we'll see in a second, which could be quiet. Something which is the nicker. The one exception the place can say, we well, don't have this good tzibur, is something which is called Tayus, which is not saying half none on a yard site. That already all the place can say that there's no makar for that. And the best day to say tachin is tachin is on the yard side. The yard side is Yom Shuva, and it's a perfect time. A person should be saying tachin. Most places should say if the tzibur is not saying tachin, because the yard side you want to say tachin simcha rava, and you can do it, and you should do it. What?
When should you say it?
You should say it
right away.
You can say it right away. Yeah. And no problem. I should never click is when somebody's doing something which has no makara, which is totally wrong. That person say that. Now, when it comes to the third category of psukah dezimra, psukah dezimra is something which could be said quietly, could be said out loud. It's nice with Stalin in Europe, with Stalin Machasid, who wasn't in Stalin, he's in Chernobyl, he went over to the Rebbe, and he asked him that, in Stalin Day, even though they screamed their brains off, so he wanted to know, does Rebbe mind if he screams? So the Rebbe said 100% yes. It's not the main way we don't scream, he shouldn't scream. Fine, so Machasid started down, we got the Nishnah, so he can control himself, he just started screaming, he started screaming his brains off. After davening, he goes up to the Rebbe, tells the rabbi that he wants to apologize, he just lost himself, and he apologized for screaming. So the rabbi said, what's wrong with davening with a little bit of slavis? So he said, I used to rabbi before, and can I scream? So the rabbi said, to plan before and to scream, that you can't do. But it comes from the slavis, that's to say the gomer. Sukkot is zimmer, something which a person could daven quietly, and it's something which, get more into it, you know, a person knows the slavis, so it can end up being a little more loud. So Moshe writes that really ideally Pesukah Zimra should be out loud, and you should be davening out loud. So Moshe writes, if you're davening out loud, so definitely you can't do different than the Tzibur. Like do Bach Shama, you want to come in and say it loud, you have to like the Tzibur does it. If you're davening quietly, Moshe says that Nikar Adin, it's like Shemana Esai is quiet, but being that it's very normal for a person to start davening the Slavis, and a person should daven out loud, therefore Moshe writes, it's really better to do like the Nusach HaTfilah. If it's very, very hard for you, find it very, very traumatic to daven the nusach, so then you could be soimich when you do it quietly to daven your nusach. But really, ideally, you should be doing what the tzibur does. There's one exception with this, everyone agrees when it comes to Kedusha. Kedusha, Moshe writes, and also Moshe Sitzchak, the Tzadik Zayin Siman Hey, that Kedusha is a davish of a tzibur. You have to do all 10 people together. And if you're going to be do different than when the tzibur is doing, you're doing the Kaddish, then you're not Kedushka, you're doing Kesser, you're doing your Nusach, being as Zavish of Kedusha, this could be United of Yitz. Kedusha has to be 10 people together, therefore that has to be something everyone has to do together, and you have to do exactly like the Nusach, what everyone else does. Okay, running out of time, so I guess I have to stop here. Just one more thing. I was going to speak about Kaveh Makhmud Filasai, about not having Shtibulach, but I don't even have time for it. Let's make a quick Hazara. We came out basically, Tfil of the Tzibur is, well, ideally starting Shabbat Meshavah in the Tzibur. If you don't start Shabbat Shabbat side of the late. You also yotze tefillah b'tzibur. If we said you can even skip to get the milo once the tzibur started. By mincha also you should skip Ashrei to get the Shemana Esrei. Maariv you skip because Kriyishma. As long as no other minyan, if there's another minyan, you have to wait for the other minyan. When it comes to waiting for 10 people, you have to have the fats. So we said like lechachila you should be waiting. By kaddish you have what to be samach on to. The 8th, Hashas HaChak 6. Chazos HaShatz, ideally, one should be waiting for 10. 9 people listening. They're also Hashas HaGadim, losing minion if you're on the 6. And when it comes to Nusach HaTfilah, so Nusach HaTfilah, the other one should be doing his minog. If he's in a place where they're doing different than his minogs, then Allah HaLamaisa, Moshe Paskins, he really should be doing like what Tzibur does, and now what he does. I just want to sound one story. When it comes to the Kirch HaTfilah, Tfilah is something which Melzim is Azlan Behem. That the Chazdish said that during World War II, so the Nazis, everyone knows, were coming to Eretz Yisrael. Surrounding everyone else was terrified, and no one knows why, they just turned around. Chazdish said, it was during that time, the Sekhuris HaTfilah in Eretz Yisrael, they had the Sekhuris HaTfilah, in the middle of the night, you could walk into the shul, it would be leagues, crying by the Aron Kodesh, crying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah says, the reason why Eretz Yisrael was saved was because of the Koyach HaTefillah. And he says, and with a very strong line he said, and it could be also, if in Germany they would have done like that, the Holocaust never would have happened.